my closest friends, gotten really close to them over the past couple years. Brother Billy mentioned that my family drove up from South Haven, Mississippi tonight. So thankful to have them here. So glad they arrived safely. And so glad they came to support me. Our theme for this semester, for the 5:45 services, is side by side. And when Ray asked me to speak, he gave us, all of us speakers, a list of topics to choose from. And the first one was All for One. And when I saw this, my mind immediately went to High School Musical and the song All for One. Then it went to the R&B band All for One that was popular in the 90s and early 2000s. But when I got to the passage that Ray assigned for this lesson, it meant so much more to me than those two things. Turn over, if you will, to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, this is where we'll be spending most of our time this evening. Before we get into our assigned text, I want us to establish some context. If you would, start with me in verse 4. It says, "Now there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are a variety of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it's the same God who empowers them in everyone." Here we read that there are a variety of gifts, but they're given by the same Spirit. There are a variety of services, but they're by the same Lord. There are a variety of activities, but they're all empowered by the same God. In verse 7, it says, "To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good." God didn't bless everyone with the same gifts because He knew that there would be a great following. He gave us different gifts so that we can make a bigger difference. Read with me verses 8 through 11. "For to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another the faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by one Spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another the ability to distinguish between spirits. To another the various kinds of tongues. And to another the interpretation of tongues." In verse 11, "All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as He wills." In the first century church, God gave miraculous gifts to certain people. He gave gifts of prophecy, those who could prophesy. He gave gifts of healing, of wisdom, of miracles, speaking in tongues, and also of interpreting the tongues. Each of these gifts, we read in verse 11, were given by one Spirit. We serve a God who has given us our own gifts. We don't all have the same gifts. Although our gifts are not miraculous like they were in these times, they're still very special. Now let's get into our assigned text for this evening. We'll start in verse 12. Now, I'll mind you, this is a very simple lesson. It's not going to take very long. It's a very simple lesson. God planned it that way. So if you will, allow me about 10 to 12 minutes, and then I'll be done. Point number one, we have one head. Read with me in verse 12. "For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ." It is stated here that we are all of one body. But who's the head of this body? In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23, it says, "For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and is Himself its Savior." Jesus Christ is the head of the body, and He is the Savior of it. As the church, we are the body of Christ. Point number two, we are many members. Read with me again verse 12. "For just as the body is one and has many members, all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we are all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all who were made to drink of one spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. Our bodies have several different body parts. They're made up of many different members. They each have their own function. My hand does not do the same thing that my ear does, nor does my ear do the same thing as my eye. God designed each of our bodies with specific purpose. Likewise, He designed each of us with a specific purpose. Read further with me. Verse 15. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less part of a body, of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as He chose. If we were all a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. Now, I want to make this clear right off the bat. Just because we're not all preachers doesn't mean that we're any less significant to the body of Christ. Just because you work in the control room on Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights doesn't make you any less significant than the one who stands up here and preaches before you. Just because you're in charge of organizing the pantry doesn't mean that you're any less significant than the one who leads singing. Just because you're a nurse or school teacher or a bus driver or a real estate agent or an accountant doesn't mean that God can't use you. No matter what your career, you can minister to the lost using your own talents. We need all of you as a part of the body of Christ. Without you, we wouldn't be able to function. Without the guys in the control room, we wouldn't have these microphones, and we wouldn't have the PowerPoint that's behind me. Without doctors or nurses, who would treat the sick? Without school bus drivers, how would children get to school? Without dorm moms, how would we survive? God uses each and every one of us for the good of the body of Christ. God makes it very clear in this passage that we're all of one body, but we all have different jobs in that body. The body of Christ may have many members, but as the title of our lesson says, we are all for one. We're all using our gifts to serve our Savior in whatever capacity that may be. Turn over to Romans chapter 12 with me. Romans chapter 12, verses 4 through 8. Romans 12, 4 through 8, it reads, "For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not have all the same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to your faith. If service, in our serving. The one who teaches, in his teaching. The one who exhorts, in his exhortation. The one who contributes, in generosity. The one who leads, with zeal. And the one who does acts of mercy, with cheerfulness." Whatever your gift is, I pray that you will use it to the glory of God. Now let's move on to our third point. Number three, we need each other. We've seen that we have one head and that we are many members. And now as many members, we need each other. Turn back over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we're going to look at verse 21. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 21. "The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again, the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable or crucial. And in those parts of the body that we think less honorable, we bestow the greatest honor. And our unpresentable parts are treated with greater modesty. which our more presentable parts do not require. But God has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacked it, that there be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. No matter what our role is, we're all important. One member of the body is no more important than another member. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, because each member of the body plays a specific role. And without each part, we'd be lost. The parts of the body that seem the weakest are actually some of the most crucial parts. To the members who work behind the scenes and don't get very much credit in front of people, thank you for all that you do. There's people who stand up here every Sunday in front of everybody, and they get a lot of credit. But there's a lot of people behind the scenes who are doing a lot of work. And whether we see you or not, your job's important, and I appreciate it. You for doing those things. Look at verse 26. It says, if one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. As one body working together, when something happens to another member, we're supposed to take care of them. Turn with me over to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. We'll be looking at verses 34 through 40. Matthew 25, 34 through 40. Then the king will say to those on his right, come you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? When did we see you thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me. I think Jesus is saying here, as you did it to a part of my body, to a member of my body, as you take care of each other, you're taking care of my body. So when we take care of one another, we're not only taking care of one another, but we're taking care of a part of the body of Christ. We know very well that we have to take care of our bodies in order to survive. We need to eat right, and we need to get the right amount of exercise. When we're sick, we need to go to the doctor and be prescribed some medicine. If we take care of our own bodies in this way, can we not take care of the body of Christ in the same way? When someone has lost a loved one, we're not to just sit back. We're supposed to rally behind them and show the family that we care for them. When a member goes astray, we're not just to sit back and let them come back on their own. We're supposed to go after them and bring them back. When we see one of our brothers or sisters in need of food, drink, clothes, or a place to stay, it's our responsibility as their brothers and sisters to take care of them. We must take care of the body of Christ like it's our own body. We have one head, and that is Christ. We have many members, all serving in different capacities or using our skills for the glory of God. We need each other. Every member of the body is crucial. When someone needs help, we take care of them. We must take care of the body of Christ like it's our own body. We are all for one. We are all for Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10 says, I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree and that there be no divisions among you, but that you may be united in the same mind and the same judgment. Paul here appealed to the brethren at Corinth to have no divisions, but to be of the same mind. Paul wanted them to be all for one. Are you a Christian tonight? Is it the case that you have not been fully dedicated to God? Maybe you've stumbled along the way and you need the prayers of the church. If you're not a Christian, why wait? God gave us 5 simple steps to follow in order to become a Christian. First, we must hear the Word of God, Romans 10:17. Believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, Matthew 6:16. Repent of your sins, Acts 17:30-31. Confess the name of Jesus Christ, Romans 10:9-10, and be baptized into Christ, Acts 2:38. By following these steps, you'll be added to the body of Christ. But it doesn't end there. Revelation 2:10 says, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life." Whatever your need is tonight, come as together we stand and as we sing.